The National Institute of Standards and Technology kicks off the Global City Teams Challenge in September. Tech-savvy members from the federal government and private sector will come together to address issues including air quality, traffic management, and emergency services coordination, all through the use of smart technology. For details, we turn to Sok-Woo Ri, the Associate Director for the Internet of Things and Cyber-Physical Systems at NIST. Sok-Woo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right, so what is NIST hoping to accomplish through the Global City Teams Challenge?
So the smart city is becoming very, very widespread concept these days, especially thanks to the new technologies like Internet of Things. But still, there are many issues in making smart city as widely spread as possible as we want. For example, one issue is most of the smart city projects today are essentially one-off project. When I say one-off, essentially when there's a city who says, I want to make my city more smarter, I want to make my city more intelligent, and they go to vendors and start doing a lot of customization, a lot of the new product developments, trying to address the issues they think they're unique. And when there's a next city trying to do the same thing, they repeat the essentially same process. So neither innovators nor the cities are enjoying any benefit of economic scale. So by what we are trying to address in the Global City Teams Challenge is by putting together or facilitating the meetings or what you call matchmaking process between cities and innovators. We ask them to work on a common set of issues instead of trying to resolve the issues one by one, and so that the innovators or vendors or providers can put their Lego blocks, that's what they call it, the building blocks, to solve the problems all together so that the solution that comes out of the process can be reused in many different cities so that both sides can enjoy the economy of scale.
So give us an example of where a city has smartened itself through this technology that maybe that solution could be reproduced.
Right. For example, give you a transportation system. So like air quality sensor that we just mentioned, is, for example, you spread these sensors that measure the particles and CO2 levels and all those, the measurements. You spread those sensors around the city, and you essentially get the real-time monitoring or real-time map of the air quality of the whole city. And then you connect that monitoring system to a transportation system of the city so that now you understand where the air pollution level is higher and where the air pollution level is relatively low. And then based on the information, you can guide the transportation or the automobiles or the traffic based on the information. That's one example of what IoT, Internet of Things, can do for the city. Now, each city may think that they have a unique problem in their transportation system or traffic system, which is partially true. But at the end of the day, if you really look at the problems they're trying to address, they are not very different from each other, although there are small, there are customizations here and there they need to do. But at the end of the day, the system that can be jointly developed, as long as the requirements are provided by multiple cities at the same time, and the solution that comes out of it can be reused and can be repeatedly applied to different cities.
So as NIST convenes a workshop to kick this off later on next month, who are some of the other federal partners you're bringing in to work with you?
Right. Just as I mentioned, the transportation is a big part of the smart city concept. So Department of Transportation has been working with us for more than a year, especially in my previous challenge called Smart America Challenge. And in addition to that, Department of the Health and Human Services, which is very much related to telemedicine and hospital automation and all kinds of the healthcare aspect using IoT and cyber-physical systems, is also participating. And at the same time, National Science Foundation, has been funding a lot of projects that became the basis for this our predecessor, which is Smart Mega Challenge. And we expect the NSF will be participating and partnering with us in the Global City Teams Challenge too.
We are speaking with Sok Woo Rhee. He's the Associate Director for the Internet of Things and Cyber Physical Systems at NIST. So how does the challenge work? What happens? All these people get together. You've got some private sector partners, IBM, Intel, Juniper Networks, and a few other companies. How does the challenge get underway?
Right. So we are going to have a kickoff meeting on September 29th and 30th at NIST in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And the goal of the kickoff meeting is to come up with a set of what you call action clusters. Essentially, it's teams of the city planners and city officials and providers and innovators such as IBM, Intel, and Qualcomm, and Juniper Networks and Cisco that you mentioned. So at the end of the day, we want to have breakout sessions, and we want these participants to come up with a common set of requirements they want to address. And it's going to be multiple sets of requirements. For example, there will be an action cluster. There will be a team for transportation issues. There will be another team for healthcare issues. And there can be multiple teams in transportation issues and healthcare issues, because even inside of transportation, you may be solving different problems. And around those action clusters, these participants, we're going to coalesce around those action clusters and try to resolve the issues that they commonly identify, and they commonly try to address those issues.
And as an aside, I see ARM or ARM Holdings, and you mentioned Qualcomm. Those two companies suggest to me there's a mobile device and mobility component to some of this thinking.
Absolutely. I mean, you are absolutely correct. The mobility and mobile phones is essential part of the Internet of Things world. And certainly these companies are very interested in participating in this challenge, because they see this as a great opportunity to get the benefits of IoT to be enjoyed by more and more people.
And when you think of basket case cities, I'm sorry to use that term, you think of Detroit. How could this challenge and the results from it help a city like Detroit, or how could it help some of the more advanced cities like, Boston or New York, help the city of Detroit?
Right. So, for example, like the city of Detroit right now, for example, there are a lot of street lights on Detroit is not working properly, and a lot of those city lights can be replaced with more advanced technologies, including the networking technologies that from IoT. And by doing that, you are essentially adding a backhaul network capabilities to the city, and that can create more businesses because now you have the capabilities that you did not have before in city infrastructure, and they can certainly create more businesses, that can certainly create more jobs, and that can certainly increase the competitiveness of the city.
But Sok Woo Rhee is the Associate Director of Internet of Things and Cyber Physical Systems at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Good luck with that convening, that workshop you're having next month, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.